In the life of every individual, there are times that we face disappointment. We all have hopes, dreams, aspirations, things that we want to live through, things that we want to see, things we want to experience. And sometimes, maybe for some of us, more often than not, these dreams don't come to fruition. The question is how we deal with those times of disappointment. Generally, most of us are strong enough, we're able to face it, and we know that that's what life has. Life sometimes makes us very, very happy, and life sometimes gives us challenges. And we hope and pray to God that we can face those challenges. And we believe that the challenges that are put in front of us, we have the ability to face them. In this week's Parsha, something extraordinary happens. Moshe Rabbeinu is faced with one of what seems like dozens of challenges from the people that he was asked, that he was given the mandate to bring them from the land of Egypt to the land of Israel. Moshe in this week's Parsha just gives up. And he says something which maybe in today's world would almost sound just like a phrase, a turn of phrase which is used, but a turn of phrase that one has to be extremely careful when using with God. He says to God, I can't do this anymore. And that we understand why people sometimes feel overwhelmed, even though for Moshe that's a surprise. He says, I can't do this anymore. Did I give birth to these people? Are these my children? And then he says, God, if I mean anything to you, if our relationship means anything, please just kill me. Now, sometimes people today will say, just shoot me. And I'll point out that that's not a smart thing to say. It's not a smart thing to say to somebody with a gun. Not a smart thing to say to God. Or maybe smart is not the word. It doesn't seem to be the right thing to say to God. Just kill me. God refuses, and God gives Moshe some help, and then our narrative continues on. The question is, what is it that drove Moshe to this point of desperation, to this point of giving up? So many years ago, I first heard from my father something which he had heard in turn from our teacher, and that is Rabbi Soloveitchik, who explained this point, and that is that sometimes we have the greatest disappointment when we have the greatest expectations. There are people who perhaps have gone for years and years looking for that right person to marry, and they haven't found that person yet. And there could be times that they feel a little down, times that they feel somewhat depressed. But it's not the same thing as the person who thought they found the person. The person, the bride perhaps, who already bought the wedding dress. And the wedding dress is hanging in the closet, ready to be put on for the next day for the wedding. And then something happens. I once heard of a story of a bride who received a text message. And by the way, if you're ever going to break up, if it has to go that way, a text is not the right way to do it. The groom sent her a text message saying, this is not going to work out. And that was it. And there she was left, looking at her wedding dress. And that kind of disappointment, when everything is ready, when the anticipation is so great, that's much different, that's much more devastating than when somebody doesn't have things work out in their life exactly the way they want them to. It's the expectations which turn into disappointment which is so difficult. And that seems to be what Moshe experiences. Right before this section, Moshe turns to his, and it's not clear if it's his brother-in-law or father-in-law, and he uses two words, Nosim anachnu, we are traveling. He tells them, we're now traveling to the land which God has promised. Come join us. When the Jews leave Mount Sinai, Moshe is convinced, that's it, we're done. We've done everything we need to do. We left Egypt, we had our stop at Sinai, we received the Torah, we had some mistakes along the way, but now everything is done. Now we can go straight to the land of Israel. It's that expectation that they're going to be going straight to the land of Israel which morphs into this devastating disappointment. Moshe sees there's something is amiss. The people start complaining and about food, and we want food, and we want meat, and we want things. And Moshe suddenly realizes this is not the kind of people that can enter into this land. This is not the kind of people that can be self-sufficient. This is not the kind of people who can fight for this land. They're too young, they're too spoiled. And listen to the language Moshe uses. Did I give birth to them? Am I their mother? Moshe treats them like they're infants because that's the way they're behaving. And Moshe suddenly realizes he can't drag these people to the land. And he suddenly has this premonition that maybe he will never make it to the land. And those of us who know the way the story tragically ends, Moshe never does make it to the land. Moshe ends up staying behind in the desert with this generation of people. The moment when the anticipation turns into disappointment, it's at that point that Moshe throws up his arms and says, I can't do this. And it's at that point that God turns to Moshe and says, yes, you can. I'll be there. I'll give you help. Don't give up. And Moshe continues, and he lives up to his task of bringing the people to the land, but he never does get to bring the people into the land.